Kof Eor, Tuesday the 16th of May, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, The Greatness of Rabbi Akiva.
Of course, in the period of Sfiras HaOmer, it's appropriate to speak about Rabbi Akiva. And the truth is, we don't have enough time in half an hour to speak about the great Rabbi Akiva. There's no question about it. But let us just try and bring together a couple of ideas. The Gemara tells us, in Yevamos, we know famously that Rabbi Akiva had sets, 12,000 sets of chavrusas of Talmidim, i.e. 24,000 Talmidim, Migivras Adam Tipras, and they all died in this period. And the Oilam was Mishtoimim, that means the world was completely left desolate when the Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim passed away. In fact, what's interesting to note, although we passed Lag BaOmer, but it's kedai to mention, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that this was the day on Lag BaOmer that Pasku Milamas, they stopped dying. And the obvious question that everybody asks is, what does it mean that they stopped dying? There was nobody else to die. Yeah. He had 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died in this period. And yet the celebration of Lag BaOmer is that they stopped dying. It's a strange thing to say. There was nobody else to die, number one. And number two, even if... What kind of a celebration is that? What? The end of a shiva, you get up and celebrate. Oh, Baruch Hashem, they stopped dying. There was nobody else to die. It was finished. It's not a cause of celebration. It's the end of a tzara. But one doesn't celebrate the end of a tzara. So, yet, Lag BaOmer becomes a day of festivity. And of course, the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, whichever period of the Omer you keep, this is an understanding that these Talmidim somehow represent so much of Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, it's not simply that they died, that we remember the fact that they died. Many people have died in history, and actually everybody's died in history. Many people have died for different reasons, and if you were to be... as it were, mourning the loss of people that have died because of different occasions or tragedies, there wouldn't be a date in the calendar that we wouldn't be mourning. It wouldn't be a date in the calendar. And yet, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, why them specifically? Because they represented, they were so close to Tikkun. Rabbi Akiva is called Rabban of Torah Shebaal Peh. And Klal Yisrael was so close to Tikkun Chet Adam Arishon that's why we mourning the loss, not just of the people, but the Beis HaMedrash and the Torah that it represented was almost perfect. But there was an infraction, and it all came crashing down. But let us look a little bit about Rabbi Akiva, and understand why is it Paskim Ilomos, and what is it that Rabbi Akiva represents the Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Kula Alivad Rabbi Akiva. All the Torah Shebaal Peh we have is from Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says in Menachos, an amazing Gemara, that would take us ages just to go through, a beautiful Gemara. But the Gemara there speaks about, famously, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to get the Torah. And he's sitting there, and he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every word of that Gemara is incredible. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kosek Sarim, he's tagging crowns on the letters. And he says, Mima Ekev Biotcha, who's holding you back? Meaning, Lunu Hashem, we're good to go, you know, we're finished, Torah's done. So what's these extras? Oh, there's going to be somebody in the future called Akiva ben Yosef, who's going to darshan from every single one of these tagging huge amounts of halachas. Many, many halachas. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see this individual. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chazol Acharecha, which is an interesting expression. Go behind you, and he's really going into the future. But go behind you. Okay, go behind you. And he puts him in the shir of Rabbi Akiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there in the shir, and he doesn't understand the word. It's a chizuk for all of us, right? A chizuk. So, you know, next time you don't understand, Baruch Hashem, you're in good company. Moshe Rabbeinu sits in Rabbi Akiva's shir, didn't understand the word. Suddenly he gets to a certain point. One of the Talmidim says, Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, where do we know this from? And the Rebbe responds, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu feels better. Okay? Then we're told, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back and he says to Hashem, listen, you've shown me his Torah, I want to see his reward. Such a person. Oh, sorry, before that, before we get there, I'm sorry, the Gemara says first, he says, you've got a person like this, and you're going to give the Torah through me? Why are you giving the Torah through me? You've got somebody so great as Rebbe Akiva, why have you chosen me to be the one to give the Torah? He's the one that should be the Noitzei in the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond except for Shtoik. You be quiet. Kach ola b'machshava. That is what is coming to my mind. And Moshe Rabbeinu then says, okay, I've seen his Torah. Can I please see his reward? And what does he see? He's taken to the future and he sees the flesh of Rabbi Akiva being sold in the marketplace. And he says, Zu Torah v'zu schara. This is the great Torah. This is its reward. And once again Hashem responds, Shtoik. Kach ola b'machshava. Be quiet. That is what has entered into machshava. My mind. This is my cheshbon. And that's the Gemara. Now there's 1,000 questions we can ask in this Gemara. What's going on here? Moshe really doesn't understand the Torah. Suddenly he feels better. Alach Moshe Sinai. And Chazal HaKarach go behind you, but he's going into the future. And Rebbe Akiva, why wasn't the Torah given through Rebbe Akiva? What's this shtoik, etc.? So firstly, just with regards to the fact that Moshe really didn't understand Rebbe Akiva's drasha, then Mepharshim explain, what does that mean? You see, there are two different Torahs, so to speak. We have Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is Rabbon Shal Torah Shebichsav. He gives us the Torah Shebichsav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every word dictated from Hashem. But the one who gives us the Torah, the one who teaches the Torah to Klal Yisrael, is the Torah Shebichsav, is via Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the Rebbe of Torah Shebichsav, and Rabbi Akiva is the Rebbe, the Rabbon of Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh comes into its own when... Not until Bavel. Not until much later on when we're in the Golus. Do we speak about Torah Shebaal Peh the way we have it nowadays? We need to understand the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Why not? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah of clarity. That means he sees the Torah on such a high level, with such clarity, that it's almost like saying he didn't understand the protim that Rabbi Akiva was getting involved with. And I'll give you a couple of mishalim that will help us understand. Because Rabbi Akiva himself was teaching a slightly different type of Torah, although it's the same Torah. Rabbi Akiva was teaching the Torah of Golus, of breakdown, when it's been smashed to pieces and you put it back together again. I'll give you a mishal. You know, you get cameras, I don't know how many pixels there are nowadays, but couple of million or whatever they're on the pixels, right? So you've got your screen and you see a picture and then you zoom in, right? You zoom in, zoom in, zoom in, zoom in. You zoom in so much that all you can see is just dots, a blur and a dot here and a dot there. You cannot tell from those dots what's going on. You could actually zoom in and then go from left to right and then back again and then back. You could actually see the entire picture by doing that. But you're never going to remember what that picture's about. It's very, very hard. Zoom in, you can't. But then you zoom out, vroom, another picture, there you go, everything's there. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the picture. He's zoomed out. But when Rabbi Akiva comes on the scene, we don't have the clarity that we used to have. Now, we're in a broken, fragmented world, where everything's been smashed to pieces. And we're now, as it were, zoomed in. And we have to painfully, Rabbi Akiva takes every piece, zoomed in, and puts it back together. In and of itself, it's very hard to see the bigger picture through it. But when you put it all back together, you'll get it all, it'll all be there. So at first, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. Well, it's like you going in, you zoom into the picture, you don't understand what is that thing over there? I can't tell what it is. And then suddenly you realize, no, all of this is just an expression of the bigger picture. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it was the same Torah being taught. The principles, halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai, the yesodos, all of what's coming out is the same Torah. But in its protim, as it were, in a world of breakdown. Like when you come into a room, Baruch Hashem, we have the ability to see. You come into a room, you look around, you can see everything all at once. And if Chas v'Shalom, somebody's blind. Or you just close your eyes, and you were to actually try and experience and get to know this room without having sight, you'd have to feel around, you'd have to understand what everything is. It would take you, putting those protim back together, a long time to form the same picture in your mind, as it were, of something you can see straight away. Moshe Rabbeinu sees it all clearly. Rabbi Akiva lives in a world of breakdown. Of a world where it's a shattered world, but he puts it back together, and when you put it back together, you get the same picture. The Sifri brings actually lots of similarities between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. In the Lashon of the Sifri, although I know it's different in different Sfarim, but the Sifri mentions that Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 years. He was 40 years in Beis Paro. Again, I know there's different sides, but the Sifri, 40 years in Beis Paro, 40 years as a shepherd, and 40 years leading Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years as a shepherd. Somebody was an Amoraites. 40 years he learns Torah. 40 years he teaches Torah. Rabbi Akiva, interesting to note, Moshe Rabbi Akiva, what inspired Rabbi Akiva? How did he change? He was an Amoraites. He didn't know anything. He was 40 years old and knew nothing. He couldn't even read Aleph Beis. And he sees a rock, as the Ovis of Nosson tells us famously. A rock and water dripping, slowly but surely. Day in, day out. And you don't see it every day. But over time, when you see that rock is eroded by one drop after the next. And he says, if the rock can be penetrated by water, then my heart, which is a rock, clearly the Torah can penetrate my heart. And he goes to learn. Interesting to note, just a ha'ara, I didn't see it inside, interesting to note that Moshe Rabbeinu, he finishes his life where he was supposed to take out water from the rock. Oh, but it doesn't happen the way it's supposed to. Yan Hashelo, Emantan B. So there's a problem there that he doesn't come into Eretz Yisrael because he didn't take out water from the rock. And Rabbi Akiva, his Torah, is actually where the water now is penetrating the rock. Okay, just an interesting point. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah of clarity, and Rabbi Akiva is the Rabban of Torah Shebaal Peh. That means within the Choshech itself, he sees the dark, he sees the light. And that's always Rabbi Akiva. His very life itself was what? Was an experience of someone who's not Amoraites and nothing. But he didn't give up. He decided, okay, I'm 40, I'll start now. And he becomes the greatest Rabbi Akiva. His very life personified all the messages that we see in Chazal and so many Gemaras that we could speak about. Everybody else crying and he's always laughing. Everybody, so many Gemaras. Gemara famously in Gemara Makkos, the end of Gemara Makkos, the Gemara there brings two stories. The first story, that all the Rabbonim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, they're all walking along and they hear a huge amount of noise in the distance. It was the Romans living it up, partying away. And the Rabbonim started to cry. And Rabbi Akiva is laughing. And he says, they say to him, why are you laughing? And he says, why are you crying? And they say, well, we're crying because the Romans, the ones that have destroyed our Beis HaMikdash, they're dancing around and singing and partying. That's what's happening. And we shouldn't cry. And Rabbi Akiva says, that's why I'm laughing. If that's the reward of somebody who doesn't keep Hashem's will, that's the reward that they get. Can you imagine the schar and the reward that's going to be for those that keep Hashem's will? And that's why I'm laughing. And then the Gemara follows immediately with the other famous story. That they're walking along Har Abayis on another time. And they see the fox coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim. And they all start crying. And Rabbi Akiva's laughing. And of course, once again, they say to him, why are you laughing? And he says to them, I'll get you. Why are you crying? As if that's like the difficult part. Why are you crying? He said, well, we're crying because the place where only the Kohen Gadol could go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, once a year the Kohen Gadol could go in this place, and then maybe he might survive. And now foxes run in and out, and we shouldn't cry? And he says, that's why I'm laughing. Because I could never fully fathom that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. I couldn't fathom this would happen. But now that I see that that's happened, I have a new chizuk and understanding of the third Beis HaMikdash. And they say famously, Akiva Nechamtani, Akiva Nechamtani. The ability to see the end point right now is not simply how most people understand it. Rabbi Akiva was always a very positive person. It's much more than that. It's not Rabbi Akiva was very positive when everyone else is negative. Chas v'shalom. It's not simply that. It means that Rabbi Akiva understood, within the darkness itself, is your ticket through which you can get to the greater place. A higher place. Only through Golos can you get to Geula. Only through breakdown can you actually rebuild again. You know, most people think that Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden and if only we would have been let back in. No. Because the Pasuk says if he would have been in Gan Eden, eaten from the Eitz HaChaim, he would have lived forever as what? As a lower level person. So yes, it's true we have to go out of Gan Eden, and it's a lower level process, but now, through Misa, etc., etc., a person will be able to come back to a higher state. And Rabbi Akiva sees in the Yerida, the Aliyah. He gets Yerida L'Tzorech Aliyah. He understands. Whenever he sees a dark situation, he's able to laugh and to see Batishak L'Yom Acharon. He can see where it's going. It's not simply being positive. It's understanding that through the breakdown is how you get to the next stage. We have this all the time. Yeah. On Seder night, it's not a topic now, but on Seder night, we're into asking questions and answers. And any time you stand, you learn a Gemara, a Kasha and a Teretz. Leave me alone with the Kasha, just tell me the Teretzim, give me the Geshmaya. What do I need the Kashas for? No! If you don't have a Kasha, you can't get to the Teretz. You can't appreciate the Teretz. You have to have a difficulty. It has to be difficult, and then you finally, you understand what's going on. If you wouldn't have had the Kasha, you wouldn't have appreciated the Teretz. You wouldn't have understood it. Rabbi Akiva sees in the Golus the Geula itself. He understands that. He's the Torah of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And Torah Sheba'al Peh is a world where unfortunately it's all been broken down and we have to put it all back together through drashas, through understanding, trying to understand what we've lost. The clarity of Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have. And we have to work. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, why are you giving the Torah through me? You have, my Torah is the Torah of Giloy, of revelation, but his Torah is the Torah through rebuilding, through Churban, and back together. Surely that's greater. Hashem says, Shtoik. By the way, with this understanding of, we realize that Rabbi Akiva is the one who understands fully what Golus is about. What breakdown is about. How does he understand it? Firstly, he lives it in his own life. His life was a life of Amoratzis. He was an Amoratz till 40. And then what happens? From the Choshech, he shows the light. What happens also with all the stories that, and there's so many abound in Shas, of Rabbi Akiva laughing? He understands the greater situation. You know, they say famously, a famous vort on the Haggadah, that why is it that these Rabbanim went to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, there was some B'nai Barak. Why did they go to Rabbi Akiva and B'nai Barak? Number one, Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua were his Rebbeim. Excuse me, since when does the Rebbe go to the Talmud? Number two, Rabbi Eliezer himself says in the Gemara Sukkah, I pray lazy people. What does that mean? Those that stay at home for Yom Tov. You should stay, you should be put, stay at home for Yom Tov. Even saying the lazy people, those that stay at home, that's what you should do. Excuse me, if you praise it. Rabbi Eliezer lived in Lud. So why was he in B'nai Barak on that Pesach? So they say the Teretz is that this was exactly the time of the Churban. Post-Churban, what are you supposed to do? Zman Cherusenu? Let's celebrate, feel the freedom and the Cherus of what? We're back in the Golus. The Beis HaMikdash had just been destroyed. How are we supposed to experience Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The elevation of being free of Geula? How can you celebrate Geula when we're in the Golus? We've just experienced the Churban in its most potent sense. Here you have exceptions. Here Rabbi Eliezer would say, I can't stay at home, and I have to go to the Talmud because he's not a Talmud in this regard. In this regard, he is the Rebbe. He is the Rebbe of understanding in the pain, in the difficulty, in the Golus, how to see the light. And therefore the Mesapa B'Tzias Mitzrayim Koloisa Halayla. By the way, that's the Yesod of Seder night. It's Manishtama Halayla Hazer. It's not just a din that we happen to be, oh, we got out of Mitzrayim, Baruch Hashem, let's not speak about that. Let's just speak about the good times. Now you have to understand Nishtama Halayla. The night changed into day. To tell you that the night was also part of it. The Golus in Mitzrayim was necessary. We needed that. They go to Rabbi Akiva because even though he's the Talmud, in this regard he's the Rebbe. And normally you should stay at home for Yom Tov, but in this regard you have to go and experience Geula with the Rebbe that can teach and understand what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, the Geula in the actual Choshech itself. And that perhaps is also the Pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Hashem says, you want to go see Rabbi Akiva? Chazol Acharecha. It's a funny expression. He's going to the future, right? What's chazor l'achrocha? Go back. He's not going back, he's going forward. Chazor l'achrocha means go behind achrocha yourself. You are Torah, Ginui. You're the revelation of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu. As Torah Shebichsav, the revelation of Torah. Chazor l'achrocha, go behind yourself, i.e. look at the Torah from the point of view of no longer the revelation that you have, but from the broken shards that is going to be Torah Shel Apeh, re-accessing the same gilui of Torah, but through painstakingly putting it all together. Chazor l'acharecha, go behind yourself and see what it's like. And at first he didn't understand it because he's not used to that Torah. And this is the Torah of clarity of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Torah of darkness to light, of golus to geula, of pain into having a salvation. That's the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. And of course, what could be the most powerful example of this was nothing else than not only the way he began his life, but of course the way he ended his life. As we know, Rabbi Akiva was taken out, one of the Asara Rabbi Malthus, for the terrible crime of teaching Torah. Teaching Torah. They take him out. And of course, at that point, the Talmidim are watching, and we know famously the Gemara tells us, the Talmidim see their Rebbe having to go through the most terrible suffering. The most despicable death that a person could have. Barabim publicly. And they say, Rebbe, Avkar? This is how far it goes? Very similar to the question of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zu Teira, Vzu Schara. And Rabbi Akiva responds, of course, my whole life I've said you have to love Hashem, you have to love Hashem with everything, with your entire being, even if he takes your soul. And now is my chance to die on Kiddush Hashem, and I shouldn't be happy? Not just, okay, I shouldn't be happy. He's besimcha because he knows he has this opportunity to be Megale Hashem, to reveal Hashem in the incredible way, mitoch ha'chayshech, from the darkness, in its ultimate sense of giving up his own life. And of course, a baskal comes out from Shemayim and says, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, mezumen la'olam haba. Agav, somebody asked me, what's mezumen la'olam haba? I think the pshat is, other people leave this world, and there's still tikkunim that need to be done. The person's not perfect, he needs to go through a process to get him ready for the incredible schar of Olam Haba. A person needs to be ready for that, to meet the king, and the imperfections have to be dealt with, operations need to be performed. Abba Rabbi Akiva, no. Everything can be done in this world. Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva mezumen, he's totally ready, 100% pure in its highest sense. Mezumen la'olam haba. Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov, he reached this pinnacle, this highest level, from the Choshech itself. He's able, v'tisak li'yom achroi pshuto kemashmor, in his example. He's laughing even on his last day. Because he sees always, through everything, the Yad Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there at all times. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, give the Torah through him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shtoik. Shtoik means, be quiet, means, I cannot give this to you, but dibur. What's happening here with Rabbi Akiva? What's happening with his life is something beyond words. It's something coming from an even higher place. That is a place of silence, where the Midas HaDin is claiming a life, but you see this person going into the highest place. And that is Rabbi Akiva. Now we go back to the Gemara Yevamos, and we understand a little bit better about Sefiras HaOmer. Because most people quote this Gemara without the context of the Gemara. Oh, Rabbi Akiva had Talmidim and they died. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, the topic of the Gemara is, if you had children when you were young, you should have children when you're older. Person, chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, person loses a spouse, should try, start again. If you learn Torah when you're young, you should learn Torah when you're older as well. Then the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. Now we have it in context. What's the story about? about 24,000 Talmidim who died, all of them died in this period. But that's not the end of the story, and that's not the point of the story from the context of the Gemara. Because the Gemara is talking about if you learn Torah when you're young, learn Torah when you're old. If you have Talmidim when you're young, have Talmidim when you're older. What did Rabbi Akiva do after 24,000 people had just died? It's Talmidim, the best Talmidim. The entire Beis HaMedrash within 33 days, it's impossible to fathom. What did Rabbi Akiva do? Did he become depressed? Did he say, you know what, I think I should retire and go into a little corner and just learn? He didn't. He went, on that very day it's brought down, on that very day, which according to some, was the day of Lag Ba'omer. On that very day, the last person was just Nifta. He went down south and he found five new Talmidim. Five, compared to 24,000, is nothing. It's a joke. But from those five, we have Torah Shavar Peh. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. If you have Talmidim when you're young, have Talmidim when you're older. Rabbi Akiva, even mitoich that incredible tragedy, picks himself up and he starts again and he sees a brighter future. And he builds Torah Shavar Peh after an aftermath, an incredible tragedy that we can't even understand and fathom. He starts again. That's his whole life, is about seeing always the bright light of the Gilui, of the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the darkest times. That's his life of Torah Shavar Peh. That is the Torah that he stood for. And that is the Torah that we have nowadays because of him. Because he never gave up. I remember once, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal gave a whole shiur on this topic. And then afterwards, he was here in England at the time, it was Zifur Chasna, it was Lag Ba'omer. And afterwards, we were in the airport, and he was just sitting, waiting, got through, and he was waiting, and the Talmidim were wanting to hear some Torah from him. And even Divei Sicha of Talmidei Chachamim, even just casual conversation, you can learn so much from. And all he said was, people were asking him about Rabbi Akiva and the shiur that he'd given over Lag Ba'omer, and he just said, it's hard to understand that there was actually a person of flesh and blood that walked this earth called Rabbi Akiva. Somebody of such stature, somebody of such greatness, that it's so hard to understand that actually he was flesh and blood and walked the earth. And that's what we're talking about. A darga of a person. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah of Gilui, revelation. Rabbi Akiva is the Torah of breakdown but putting it back together. Two different Torahs, as it were, but the same Torah. It's all Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It's all the same Torah. One's the Torah of the Geula, and one's the Torah of the Golus. But the message is that we have to understand through the Golus is how we get to the Geula. And I'll end with Rabbeinu Gershom's Loshon in Baba Basra. He says about Rabbi Akiva, Sha'arei Rabbi Akiva, the Kimlon, the Lo Hayom Olam Gavro Kavasei. There was never a person like him. Of course, we might in the Talmud Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu is in another story. But he's the Rebbe of Torah Shavu Yichsav, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rabbi Akiva Torah Shavu Peh. Torah of Gilui and Torah of Breakdown. And all of that is this incredible revelation. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. That Poskim Ilomas, we said, what's the celebration? Oh, they stopped dying. They all died! No. But what happened next? There was one person that didn't die. Rabbi Akiva. And what did he do then? He then went and taught Torah and continued the Torah into the bright light. That's the celebration. And that's the godless of Rabbi Akiva. That mitoch the darkest times was able to still see the light. We should be zoicha, that we should get rid of all these dark times and be zoicha to actually see that light. B'mehar v'yomeinu, amen.